So number one for hot tubbing little boys?
Yeah.
Is that what we've decided on?
Yeah, I like it.
Fuck. Okay. See if we can get this. I don't know if I can do this. I'm not too familiar with this song. Okay, here we go. Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Cosmic Egg.
California Queen. This is on shuffle.
You should have gone backwards, not forwards.
I tried.
Hey everybody, we got the Helpful Snowman Radio. Number one for little boys who like getting naked in the hot tub.
Hey everybody else, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Well, if you made it past the intro,
yes,
buckle up, I guess you're in. I was looking over my list of topics I didn't cover last time.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much got to everything, but there was one on here that just says men who watch.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't
men
know
who
what
watch
that,
what? Men
I
who watch
have,
pornography,
no
men who watch sports.
I don't know. I can't imagine it's sports because what am I going to do?
Yeah, you don't give a shit.
Related to sports.
Huh. Men who watch little boys in hot tubs.
Yeah. I'm glad you came up with that. I'm giving you full credit.
Woohoo!
I don't know. I don't know what men who watch was. It just sounds very sinister.
You know, even though you don't really know why you wrote it down, it's kind of funny just to ponder over.
It sounds like the title of a mystery novel.
Yeah.
Men who watch. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
This is going to get
My
dark.
James Patterson.
M is
50th
for.
Novel.
Yeah.
God,
M is for men who watch and masturbate furiously.
That's awesome. Hello, Sue Grafton.
Yeah. What do you think she's going to do? Okay. Hang on.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if we can do this.
You're going to. Oh, God.
E, F, G. You need to talk for a second.
I don't. Why? I mean, if you're wanting us to come up with a whole alphabet of new Sue Grafton novels.
R-S-
I'm really excited.
U V.
Because with both of our minds together, I'm sure we can come up with the shittiest titles.
A.
I'm tempted to say ass, but that's so obvious.
Anal penetration.
Yeah, that's much better.
This is good. B. Well, we just did butt sex, and now we're at B. Look what we've done to ourselves. Painted us into a brown corner here.
Breast augmentation.
That's not a crime. I guess neither
it
is anal
be.
Penetration. Okay, it breast augmentation.
Triple E.
Augmentation.
Knocked someone out.
Parentheses forced. I would read that book.
Would you?
About a forced
Would you
boob
really
job.
Read it?
Yeah, about like a psycho. Imagine this.
Okay.
He's hiding out in the park.
Uh-huh.
And like chicks go jogging and he knocks them down and instead of raping them, he like gives them gas and they wake up in his lab with huge fake cans.
And then that's it.
And then he just turns them loose and they don't know who it is.
That's
who is this
hilarious.
Masked man?
Yeah, that's pretty hilarious.
Right?
You're welcome.
Because it's crazy. C. How is that?
I'm
that's
just
not...
thinking of all these bad words. That's all I'm thinking about.
How about
carnal?
Crime, baby.
Carnal.
Crime.
Carnal crime.
Carnal crime, baby.
That's a good one.
Comma, baby.
Are we really going to go through the
carnal
whole
Carnal crime, baby.
The
carnal
whole
crime. That's C. Yeah, D.
Oh, my God. I won't say it.
Dirk something?
Yeah, Dirk. Yeah.
Dirkified. Again, comma, baby. E.
In...
Ooh, I got a good one for that.
You might as well just do this yourself. You're just
e
doing all of them
MC
yourself.
MC Dead.
Oh, my God.
And it's about a DJ named MC
something. There you go.
Okay, your turn. F.
F.
F, come on. That's a slam dunk.
I really like the phrase fart knocker. Can that be it?
Fart Knockers Incorporated. How about that?
Okay.
I just heard
fart knockered.
When you hear the letter F, what do you think of?
Fart.
Right off. Fart?
Fuck.
So I was talking to someone at work.
Philly.
Who was telling me about an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's her boyfriend, and they went to his church. And there's a lady there who played the organ and also taught him piano. And her name?
Uh-huh.
Candy Faggot.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive. Spelled exactly CandyFaggot.
No way.
And she introduces herself as Candy Faggot.
That's, she just gets it out there in the open.
She doesn't say,
oh my God,
Candy Fajot or something. She says, hi, I'm Candy Faggot.
Well, in her mind, she's probably had, you know, she's had this name.
Please, Candace Faggot is my mom. Just call me Candy Faggot.
She's had this name her whole life, so by now she's probably done with, like, the tiptoeing around it, and she's just falling like, I'm Candy Faggot. Or what you think? You know?
Mrs. Faggot is fine.
Oh my God, that's so great.
Can you imagine you go into school, first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the teacher would write their name in cursive on the chalkboard?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, MRS.FAGG. And you're just thinking, no way.
This can't go
no
well.
No way. OT. And a little swirl at the end.
Even if it wasn't OT, it could be like an LE, like faggle. Like, yeah. It still wouldn't be good.
I know.
Yeah.
I would do, if I ever teach a class, God forbid,
yeah.
I'm just going to go up to the front and draw
just
on the race board, Mr. Faggot. See what they say.
That would be the most insane first day.
I know. And you Christmas cards from the faggots.
Oh, that's
the
so
faggots
great.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
If I had that last name and I was getting married, I would not change it.
My office mate had a good one, too. She's like, can you imagine if they had a baby? And they're like, congratulations to the newest little faggot.
Oh, God.
There's this picture on there and it says, little faggot. That's so inappropriate.
You know what this is like, but only much better
mm.
is those Fokker movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
but it's
that.
Like the real.
But it's actual, it's real and it's good.
I think Candy Faggot too is like something someone would shout out a window of a
yeah.
truck. Hey, Candy Faggot.
Yeah. Or some of you would call someone just in a rage and you didn't.
Candy Faggot.
Candy Faggot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like me in my road rage. That's
right.
What I would say.
You Candy Faggot.
Yeah.
I'm
what
afraid
did I call
it's going to come
the other
out
day?
Now.
I think I called someone a dickhole the other day.
Mm.
It was just full of rage and it just came out.
You know, I had a teacher once who, he comes to class, I think the class was like Asian literature, and he was an Asian guy.
Uh-huh.
And he came in and wrote just a bunch of numbers on the board,
uh-huh.
and he wrote like history, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, welcome to History 204, the Yellow Panic.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Jesus.
And then just sat down and was straight-faced forever.
Teachers are insane.
It was awesome.
That's
he was one
so
of my
great.
Favorites. He wrote a recommendation letter for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Okay, what letter are we on?
G.
G.
G. Sound something.
What the Good. I don't know.
I'm going to say
Kay.
Gorillas on the Loose.
Okay.
That sounds like a good caper.
Yeah.
Because someone wants to like rob a bank, and so they say, you know what I'm going to do to distract everyone? Release all these fucking gorillas. Release
Boom.
The gorillas,
ah.
as we're fond of saying. H.
H. You're going to write Heinz, aren't you?
Heathers.
God damn it.
Ooh, no. I'm going to just put Heil Heinz.
God damn it. Thanks a lot, Alex.
When they finally come down
yeah,
on
fuck
you.
Yeah, fuck you. You hear me? You hear me, Stumba?
They're watching through a warehouse at the top, and you got all these Nazis and armbands
God
and
damn
shit.
It. Thanks a lot.
You do that
never live
line.
It down never
you pull down your top and you're like see this means not welcome
awesome not awesome
I
for M we might as well just put master race
okay M,
just ahead of time
master race colon the return of Heinz
I
Heinz and Belloc from Indiana Jones. You guys team up to form a super group of Nazis.
There we go.
I. This is a tough one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a good I word.
I'm going
to
do engines be gambling.
In what?
You know, like at an Indian casino.
That's not what I heard.
That's where the... Oh, what did you
I thought you said engines. I was like,
oh, no,
it doesn't
engines,
start with an I. What the fuck are you doing?
Like Indians, but said...
I got it.
Said in a way where...
Said in a way
respected.
Where...
respected.
Sure.
Jay.
Jimmy. Jimmy Rig.
Jimmy Rig?
Jimmy Rigged.
Jimmy Rigged. Okay. So it's like a crime, but it's all done with twine.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm going to ask.
And I just, you know, for the record, Jerry rigged. That's stupid.
I'm going to ask the audience, Jimmy rigged or Jerry rigged?
Totally Jimmy rigged.
I'm pretty sure it's Jerry. I think Jimmy is your.
I asked a friend of mine the other day, and she said that she's always gone by Jimmy rigged.
Whose friend?
My friend.
Ooh. Someone who's been close to you for a long time?
Possibly.
Okay. Maybe that's where you got it, from.
It counts. No, my dad said it to me ever since I was little, before I met her.
Oh, well, your dad.
Oh, did I hear that tone?
Why don't we just call him up and ask him about it?
He's probably too drunk to find the phone.
Well, I can't fault him for that. Kay.
Kay. Yeah, I was going to say
the new batch.
Yeah. That's so funny because that's what I was like going for in my head.
Because that's like the next generation. Mm-hmm. L.
Loose.
Oh, God. This is good. Loose.
Lips.
Oh. Loose lips. That has a real sexy vibe to it. That's a good one.
Awesome.
Okay, we did M. N.
No. I'm not doing N.
Did you know there was an Agatha Christie novel with the N-word in it?
No way.
I'm not kidding. It was called 10 Little...
What was that?
10 Little Niggers.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. And then they changed it to, and then there was one. I could be wrong. It could
be
12.
Wait.
They changed
10. The whole title to just, and then there was one.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't know. I haven't read the book.
That's not even remotely the same title.
She's also got one right here, Murder on the Orient Express, which I have a feeling is going to be...
Racy?
Yeah. Huh. Racist.
Well, you know what I meant.
Racismo.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Did you know? Who knew Agatha Christie?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, thinking about her books and shit, that's insane.
So anyway, N. Go ahead. Now that that seed's been planted.
I can't think of anything else now. That's all right. Like the only word I can think of.
How about Nazi?
God damn it.
Nazi mummy invasion.
Nazi return.
Invasion.
The final invasion.
Nazi mummy, the final invasion. That's a good one. Oh.
I feel like it should be people in an orgy getting murdered.
Let's call it OMG, and it stands for orgies,
masochist.
Murders,
masochist.
What's the G? Orgies, murders, gangbangs.
Awesome.
We're almost there. P.
Oh my God. Pickle.
Pickle.
Pickle jam.
Pickle jam.
Pickles jammed.
How about pickles? The Rugrats files.
I don't get it.
That's to trick kids into reading a dirty
book.
Okay,
great.
That was their last name on the Rugrats.
It totally was.
Yeah.
Now it makes more sense.
Do you see how clever my mind is?
It is clever. It's much funnier now.
That one's, I'm going to put juvenile adaptation.
Okay.
That's going to be a juvenile adaptation of orgies, murders, and gangbangs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just substitute in cookies or something. Q. Go ahead.
Why do you always look to me? Because you know that my mind is going to think of these like horrible words.
Yeah.
Queer.
Oh, I didn't know. Queer. Colon. The book.
Queer queen.
Queer queen.
Boom.
How about queery queen?
Beat that.
Like Dairy Queen, but queer.
Yeah.
It's about a Dairy Queen all staffed by gay people.
I'm digging it.
And then
it.
A murder happens.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. R. Real out of ideas.
Racy Rax.
What does that even mean?
I don't fucking know.
Racy Rax?
Like when a book is racy. It's like, isn't that the term?
You know what? I'm going to just go with it, and we'll have that one's going to have a picture section in the middle.
Woohoo!
Like when you get those novels.
Like where you can
movies.
Order shit like that?
Well, sure, that
what
too.
What do you mean?
No, like, you know, you get like the movie adaptation.
Oh,
like
in the
eight
kids'
pages
books.
Of pictures in the middle
yeah,
of like.
Yeah. And it's then, like dialogue.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we're almost there.
Simple.
Kind of Man. Simple Man, the book.
There we go.
Yeah, that's about a guy whose mom told him a bunch of stuff before she died. He's the only one who knows.
I just thought of him. Just keep going.
No, go ahead.
No.
We're on the radio.
I was looking at the alphabet, and I was just thinking, like, Z, what are we going to do for Z? And then my mind came up with this insane.
Oh, go ahead.
Zipline. Pleasures, but the S in pleasures is a Z.
Pleasure, which S? The last one?
Yeah.
And it's like a zzz, and then it has a little line that goes off with the guy going down on it.
Yeah.
Zip. So is that people fucking on a zipline?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I just thought of it, and then
that'd be uncomfortable. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to have to be inserted into you, and then we get hooked into the zipline, and then we just kind of go.
Right.
And then I'm terrified. And then we're done with the zipline.
Sounds like fun.
T.
Tanqueray.
Now.
Tango. Tango trouble. Trouble in the tango.
Titty trouble.
Okay.
That's the return of our character from the letter B.
Oh, yeah.
The forced guy. This time, though.
That's a good one.
This time he's just altering nipples so they look nice. Oh, so actually no one's that upset about it.
Okay.
He's making the areolas a reasonable size.
Right.
Kind of doing a service.
Okay, great.
Okay. You. Underwire.
Yeah, I was like under something.
Underwire. That's about a bra that's got a radio in it.
Nice.
Radio bra.
There must be a radio bra.
I don't see why not.
Somewhere. It's the world, right? There must be one somewhere.
It is the world.
I mean, that's what I always think when I think of something crazy. I'm like, it must have already been invented. It's the goddamn world.
Why would that be a convenience, a bra radio?
I don't know.
Ladies, have you ever been somewhere with your bra and you wanted a radio?
Yes!
Plug into this.
God.
Then you have a radio and a bra.
God. Okay, what's next?
V. I can tell by the way your teeth are over your bottom lip, you're going to say something vaginal.
I wasn't actually. I was going to say viatical, but it's just because it's something I learned at work.
Viatical?
Yes.
What does that mean?
There's these viatical companies. It's kind of... I could explain it if you really want me to.
No.
Okay.
I heard you got an interesting phone call today.
I did.
I'm going to just put vagina drive real quick. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So basically what my job is, I think I've explained this before, but I work in this kind of call center and we take phone calls from agents.
Indeed.
Because I work in this life insurance.
Secret agents.
Facility, sure. And we take these calls from agents and we help them with
secret
questions.
Secret calls from secret agents.
We take calls that they have on life insurance policies.
Secret policies.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy calls and he's got this real heavy accent, like southern accent. I can't do it.
Hi.
Yeah.
What's his voice? Is it high or low?
No, it was deep.
He's like, hi.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
Listen, honey.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they always like call you real nice names and stuff.
Oh, real nice names.
Yeah. And so he calls.
Thanks, they are sugar tits.
Yeah. Goddamn it, Peter.
Where's the line? Is honey, is that nice?
Yeah, that's what I
okay?
mean. Like polite nice.
But what about sweetheart, that's okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Doll face.
No.
Doll ass.
Really?
Doll parts.
Okay, let's just keep going with the story.
Okay.
So he calls and he's wondering why this life insurance policy hasn't been issued yet.
Now let me ask you something, sweet thing. I got this here life insurance policy.
Yeah.
Okay. You got a real nice voice.
That's not, okay, you're going to let me tell the fucking story.
Okay, go
you're going to get out of hand.
Go ahead.
And so I'm looking up the policy and I'm looking at like the outstanding crap and stuff.
Could you hurry it up? I'm
okay, fuck you.
I'm on my sale out
fuck
on
you,
the
fuck you, Dale, or whatever your name
bathroom.
Is.
Dale Jr.
So I look and it turns out that the application he turned in was one that was just out of date.
Ah, hell.
It wasn't recent. You're making it less funny.
I'm trying to add realism. Sorry. It was out of date.
It was out of date. And so I was trying, and that's what we call an obsolete application.
Yeah. Okay. So that's like Johnny Five.
Sure.
Was obsolete.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so I was explaining that to him, and he's like, "That was," and he starts to get like his voice is raising, and he's like, "That was an obsolete application.
What the fuck? Okay. That was an obsolete application. I didn't goddamn." Griffin, you get down here right now!
You're getting close, because...
Jesus Christ, I'm fucking on!
What he did next was awesome. Uh-huh. So he asked me, he's like, "That was an obsolete application." And I'm like, "Yes, sir, you need to send us an up-to-date application."
Yeah.
And then I like hear him pull the phone away, and he says, "Barbara! Barbara!" And like you hear this muffled like... And then he's just like, "Did you know that was an obsolete application?" And then you hear, and then he's just like, "Shit, Barbara, shit." I'm just fucking, I had to hit the mute button on my phone because I was just like dying laughing at this guy going, "Barbara, Barbara."
Okay. He's shouting into the phone and at his, I assume his wife or office lady.
Well, how it works is like there's agents and then there's agent staff. And
sure,
because so,
God forbid these agents
They don't do shit. Their staff does it all. So Barbara was the staff. He was
so he's
actually
yelling at Barbara, yelling shit.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when he gets back on with you?
He's
all
back.
Right, thanks
he's,
so much.
Yeah, basically, he's like, "All right, I guess we'll get that in."
This is what I love.
It's so fucking funny.
You hear him, and he, if he thought about it, he could be sure that you heard him. And he's
"Shit! Shit! Shit!"
All right, thanks so much.
Well,
I'll call you back.
They get so stressed out around this time because at the end of the year, that's when like these applications, that's their paycheck.
So
you
he's got to finish it up.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it just makes them so much funnier. Like I had another guy call in the other day, and he was trying to get two applications written for something that could clearly only be one. And eventually it came down to me being like, "Sir, you cannot cheat the system. You cannot have two applications. It's just one."
So it'd be like if I was a lawnmower and I was like, "And I will just have you sign this bill."
Yeah.
"And this other one, which is for the same thing twice."
It's just, I mean, they're hilarious. But that one, by far, that
was
like the
best.
I like
that cursing that's not like, "Get in the fucking car" or whatever. It's just on its own.
Yeah.
He's just, "Shit! Shit!"
It's just like natural.
Yeah. It's like he's on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And it just comes out.
It was pretty great.
That happened to me when I was like probably 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I started cussing young. Mm-hmm. And I'd always try and cover it up. Like I remember being like 7 and I was in the car with my mom and I was like, "What the hell?" Like,
are you serious?
I thought maybe that's a word. Helk.
No.
She didn't mention it, but then I was with my dad.
Maybe
one time.
If you went like hell, Hulk.
What the hell? What the Hulk?
Yeah, like
it's the thing I say, Mom. I'm 6. I mean, I was with my dad, and we were on a real scary ride. It was kind of like a bungee jump thing, but you just swing instead of bungee.
I know what you're talking about. The one it.
Yeah, but it feels like you're in free fall.
Yeah, it's pretty. I've ridden it like 3 times. It's pretty scary.
So we rode it. I was scared.
How old are you?
I had nightmares. I don't know, 12. Okay. And so then, fuck you. I was scared. So we get to the bottom, and they take like a video of you doing it, because you can buy this video of you with no background being hoisted
into the
air. I don't know why you'd buy this, but then you could hear on the video, you could hear as soon as the thing went and we started falling, I was like, "Shit!
Are you serious?" Yeah. That is so awesome.
I saw one like that too. Like, it's hard to describe, but if you imagine a big metal arch, right? And it's got a cable attached to it. And they raise you up on one side and then let the cable go and you swing down towards the ground.
They, like,
and
pull
up on
you
the
back
other side.
Almost like a slingshot.
It's like a giant swing set almost.
Yeah.
And so I saw one in Wisconsin Dells. I'll never forget. It was just set up in this field next to a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And when they let people go and they swung out to the other side, the legs would lift off the ground.
Jesus.
So it's like not even anchored down. It's just a metal hoop.
That's horrifying.
I know.
But kind of awesome.
So we didn't ride that. We went for the safer option, which was riding in a helicopter with like a Vietnam vet who was all burned out as fuck.
That's awesome.
It's like, I just drive people in a helicopter.
What would you have done if he had like a flashback or something while you were in the helicopter?
I mean, I was 10, nothing.
Yeah.
I had no options.
Yeah.
What could I do? take control.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, this doesn't have a wheel. I don't even know how to drive a car.
Yeah.
I didn't even really know well how to bike. Mm. All right. We're on W. We're almost done.
Wanker.
Wanker. Wanker, the UK.
Wanker World.
The UK adventure.
Wayne's Return.
Wanker World, the UK adventure.
There you go.
X.
X something, right? Like, that'd be easiest.
Yeah.
X.
Excalibur.
Oh, there you
Fuck
go.
Fuck it. It's going to be called Excalibur, period. Fuck it, period. Why? Ooh.
What
do you got? Y2K, The Untold Tale.
That's a good one.
There's a mystery with sex.
We already got our zip line.
And a guy doing fake breast implants, too. Yeah, and Z is for zipline pleasures.
There we go.
So here's what we've got. A is for anal penetration. B is for breast augmentation, parentheses, forced.
Nice.
C is for carnal crime, baby. Carnal crime. D is for dirkified, baby.
Yeah.
E equals MC dead.
That one's so great.
F is for fart knockers incorporated. G is for gorillas on the loose. H is for Heil Heinz. I is for engines be gambling. J is jimmy rigged. K is for KKKK, the new batch. L is for loose lips. M is for master race, the return of Heinz.
God.
N is for Nazi mummy, the final invasion. O is for OMG, orgies, murders, and gangbangs. P is for pickles, the Rugrats files, a juvenile adventure. Q is for query queen.
There we go.
R is for something about racks. Can't read that anymore.
Nah, who cares?
S is for Simple Man the Book. T is for Titty Trouble. U is for Underwire. V is for Vagina Drive.
Nice.
W is for Wanker World, the UK Adventure. X is for Excalibur. Fuck mm-hmm. it. Y is for Y2K, The Untold Tale. And Z is for Zipline Pleasures.
There we go.
Zipline Pleasures.
I really like that Loose Lips one.
The Fuck Fest.
I think that's a good one.
The Fuck Fest-O-Rama.
There we go.
O-Rama. All right.
Yay.
There we go. So anyone who's looking to write those.
Cheers.
Yeah, please give me some of the money. My idea. It's on tape.
I'm surprised that we didn't write anything about babies in there.
Oh, let's do a baby one.
Yeah.
Let's do R. I couldn't read that. That was about racks. R.
Don't do baby racks.
Rash. Rashes on baby butts.
That's it.
Butts. Yeah, that's it.
The painful tale.
Fuck babies.
Yeah, fuck babies.
You like babies.
No, I don't like babies.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I gag at them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, yeah. I gagged at this baby in the grocery store the other day.
What does that even mean, you gagged at a baby?
Well, it's kind of, well, it's not all that horrifying, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the grocery store, and I was in the checkout line.
Yeah.
And I'm like a couple people back, just like two or three people back. And I look around, and I just notice that like all these people in line and the checkers around me, they're all women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it was just really kind of
weird. Women be shopping, huh?
Yeah, women be shopping. And this woman that was in front of me, she had this baby carrier.
Yeah.
And it was like this newborn baby. Like when probably fucking days old.
I know what you're talking about. They're at that Ugh. Stage where they look like
It's making me sick to my stomach.
The end of Beetlejuice when his head gets shrunken.
Yes.
And they all look like that.
Like it was so red and Ugh. Its hands were like claws.
Oh, lobster hand.
Yeah. And its face was like pinched and crooked and disgusting, and its head was all weird shaped.
Yeah.
And like she put, when she gets up to the to do her checkout, she like gets the carrier and she puts it up on the counter.
Yeah.
And all these women around like hawk around this baby.
Yeah,
they hawk around this baby,
give it some gum or something.
Yeah. And so they're all looking at this baby, and I am literally backing up, like taking steps
now.
Backwards.
Now.
Yeah, because it's making me so sick to my stomach, and I know that the face I'm making is probably awful to them. Not to me, to them.
Yeah.
And finally, like, I can't take it anymore, and this baby, like, it reaches its arms out, and it just looks like it's thrashing around like some creature. Exactly. And so, like, I couldn't even help myself. I just out loud was like,
open your mind.
Yes, that's exactly it. And these women turn around and they saw me gagging. They looked at me like I had broken some unwritten law us.
You have.
Like, I had done the most awful thing ever.
The bond of the vagina.
Yeah, I mean, when I got up to the checkout, and this is a grocery store I go to pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And so I knew the checker, you know, just from going in there. She wouldn't even look me in the eye.
Yeah.
Like, she was so mad.
Oh, you don't like
that
baby.
I gagged at this disgusting vermin thing.
Vermin.
And it was so
this
gross.
This is a story I heard. Someone was saying, we drove by the park the other
day.
That
was me.
Which is an appropriate place for kids to be.
That was me.
And Heather was in the car, and she just looks at these kids playing on the playground. She's like, oh, look at that vermin. They're in the place where they're supposed to be there.
Meh.
Yeah.
I was joking. Okay, I was half joking.
Half joking. Yeah. Vermin. That's a good word for them, though.
Anyway.
I do think, like, you see the pictures of the babies. I feel like maybe ease up on the pictures for the first month.
Yeah.
Because they look like just
people get
pupa.
So offended, too, when you don't want to hold their baby or not real into them being pregnant. The only person that didn't get offended was one of my sister's friends. My sister threw a baby shower for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, like, I refused to touch her pregnant belly.
Yeah.
Because they wanted a picture. And I was just, no, like, absolutely not. And she just thought it was really funny and she didn't care. But she's the only woman I've ever met that didn't get offended.
I think if anyone asked me to hold their baby, I'll be like, touch my thigh.
Yeah.
If you rub my thighs while I hold your baby, both of them, then sure.
Well, and it's like,
I'll hold your baby.
I think that when people hear, like, if I were to say, I don't want kids, pregnant women freak me out. I think babies look disgusting.
Yeah.
If I were to say any of that, what they hear is, you're an idiot for having children. You made a mistake. And that's not what I'm saying, even though
that's what I'm saying.
Sort of, you know what I mean? But that's what they hear.
Well, I think it's just weird because it's like, they're like, hold my baby.
Yeah.
And it's like, this isn't a new baseball hat you bought at Lids. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a human. I'm supposed to just hold. I wouldn't go up to someone you just met. Like, let's say you and me just met a third friend of ours.
Right.
His name is Candy Faggot.
There we go.
I wouldn't say, hey, why don't you hug my girlfriend? Hug her. Oh, you don't want to hug her? Why? You think she's hideous? You don't want to embrace her? Put your hands in her back pockets?
Mm-hmm.
I find that offensive because it's something I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that something I like to do is wrong.
That's exactly right, though.
I know. And it's not. You're like, no, I just don't
people
really.
People are insane.
I'm not going to. What do you want me to do? Spoon you on the sidewalk?
God.
I'm not going to do that either.
One of my trainers at my job, she's pregnant. And I feel bad, but like. Well,
I feel bad for her, too.
I kind of feel bad. But, you know, every time she comes over, if I have a question or something, I, like, move away from her pregnant belly.
From her tum-tum.
Like, I don't even want to be inches near it.
No, me neither.
And it's not like it's her, but they think that, you know what I mean? They just get so offended.
It's like the part in the horror movie, you know, where the alien's inside and you know it's going to come bursting out of the chest.
Yeah.
And they're like,
you just, like,
why don't you put
away.
Your head right next to it where the alien's going to pop
out?
No. And you're like, no, thanks.
Mm-mm.
It does. I think having a baby blurs the normal lines.
Yeah.
For some people. I remember when I first started at my job, there was a lady who was having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else I worked with had at least one kid. And they were all probably in their early 40s or later.
Mm-hmm.
So the kind of talk that was happening back there was like, oh, when my son came, I was this much dilated and he was this many pounds.
That.
And I was like, what the fuck? I don't ever get to talk about my stuff.
Yeah.
Even if my penis, if I'm like, look, this isn't going to be about me having sex.
Yeah.
But here's what happened to my penis yesterday.
You should just go into work if someone's talking about babies and just be like, when I went rafting and I stayed in my swim shorts, my penis was gray for hours.
It was gray.
Yeah, it was. And you should just start talking about that.
I was worried it might not come back.
That was so
it looked like
hilarious.
My penis was, it looked like I was turning into a zombie and my penis was the first part to go.
Yeah.
It was all shriveled and gray.
God, that was so fucking funny.
The balls were gray. It looked like an old piece of gum someone just stuck
so
on my pelvis.
Funny.
It was horrible.
Awesome.
I remember the sight of it in the tent. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God.
And then you asked me because you were so shit-faced. You were like, why is it gray? I was like, how do I don't fucking
why
know.
Why was it gray? Is
why
it dead?
Would I know?
It's dead. It's dead.
Gosh.
It's dead. There's no other answer.
Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you about your summer cocktail.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm only on episode 21, so I didn't know if you had one already. Uh-huh. But I thought of a summer cocktail for you.
Okay.
Because it's the drink I had last weekend.
Okay.
And it's vodka. Mm-hmm. They were drinking vanilla vodka, but I don't think you need to have vanilla vodka. I think you just have vodka.
Yeah.
You could have vodka, ginger ale, and lime juice.
Yeah.
I know you're not real big on vodka.
I'm not really into vodka.
But you could have some kettle. You could have some kettle and some ginger ale. You like ginger ale.
I like ginger ale.
See, so if you like ginger, that's why I was thinking you would like it, because you like ginger ale and lime juice. It'd be good. You should try it at least.
Well, here's the thing. Okay.
Okay, I'll hang on there.
I already picked a summer cocktail, Hines.
I know you did.
What episode of the show are you on so far?
21.
Yeah.
Which we've recorded. I found my soulmate in.
Recorded 30. Oh, yeah. Tasha, if you're out there.
Tasha, if you're out there.
Heather would like to party with
you, I know Peter
you,
and
I
are together, but I think you're fabulous.
She'd like to be your hetero life mate, if that's at all possible.
There was, yeah. I won't
Have
go
you ever
into
met
detail.
Her before?
Yeah, we met when it was okay. Ian's birthday.
She's pretty. You guys would make a nice couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna dig myself a hole
Ebony
here, Dirk.
And Ivory
I'm not gonna dig myself
together.
A hole.
You'd look good together. Okay. You're both fairly tall.
Thanks.
That's all.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
What else do you want me to say?
Okay.
All right. I had a pretty interesting article I'd like to share.
Okay.
Well, would you rather hear about weathermen? Or the Creation Science Fair.
The Creation Science Fair? I don't even know what that is, so I want to hear about that one.
Well, creation means you don't really believe in science, you believe in God.
Ew.
So I found this hilarious article, and it's the 2001 Creation Science Fair at a Baptist church, right? So the
Creation
winning...
Science Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of like saying... I don't know.
I believe in God and...
This is the freezer where I keep my hot food. I mean, it's like, doesn't go together.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share some of these projects with you. These science.
Where the fuck did you come up with that? This freezer would keep my hot food.
I don't know.
But that's insane.
Well, what's your example?
No, I don't have one, but that's crazy.
No.
I don't... I don't have
one.
I
spilled beer on myself.
You've been spilling crap all over
we
you
ate, we
all
ate
night.
Dinner tonight. And it was so, I spilled it so severely.
Whoa. You spilled it so severely, like 30 seconds into the meal.
Yeah, like the second bite. I spilled a little once and I was like, this is fine.
Yeah, because you always spill.
It was like a grain of rice or something. Then I spilled a huge fork full of meat and onion and I had to change clothes.
Which we later found lodged into the couch fabric.
That was on your side.
The fuck
And
you,
I had
okay?
to roll up my shirt too and then take it off so as not to like get it on my face.
Oh, like a child.
Like a baby.
Like a little baby.
Yeah.
Like a little creep.
Open your mind.
There we go.
So I wanted to read to you. There are a couple of these that I think are hilarious, but there's also one that I thought was important to mention.
Okay.
So these are like the youngest kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
First place project is called My Uncle is a Man Named Steve, Not a Monkey.
That's fucking stupid.
So a girl in fifth grade presented her, here's this is
what
her
prize?
Science.
You said first prize?
Yeah. This is her project. Hold on. Cassidy presented her uncle, Steve, and she showed photographs of monkeys and invited fairgoers to note the differences between her uncle and the monkeys. She tried to feed her uncle bananas, but he declined to eat them. Cassidy has conclusively shown that her uncle is no monkey.
What a stupid little bitch.
Boom.
What an idiot.
Take that, Darwin.
You know, I'm not, how old is she? I'm not even going to go into detail.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, she doesn't
fuck her and her stupid parents that not, drive a Dodge.
Not real hot in there.
Fucking idiot.
Not much of a rack yet.
Fills me with rage.
Steve.
What are you talking about, rack?
You look at Steve there? What do you think of Steve?
Let me see. First of all, he looks real young.
Looks pretty greasy.
Yeah. He looks like he's got a real nice pedophile mustache going, too.
He does look like a pedophile.
Yeah. And like a weird, poofy, white, button-up, tucked-in shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks weird.
I feel
what
like
the
he
fuck does she wearing?
Couldn't eat bananas because of dietary restrictions. I know. I wish he would have worn something
more. She looks like
more...
she's wearing a shirt with polar bears on it that are about to get into the doggy style position.
Yeah. All
Tramp.
Right. This one was just a hilarious.
You know, you're
title.
Reading this to me because you know I'll just get mad because it's like kids.
The second place, the title. This is really good. Okay. Pine cones are complicated. Science at its finest.
Yes. Awesome.
Would you agree with that? Pine cones are complicated?
Definitely.
This is a two-person project, by the way, to prove that they're complicated. Okay, here are some honorable mentions. Mm. This is a third grader. The project is called God Made Kitty.
I think that one should have got second place.
Yeah. God Made Kitty. Apparently not grammar.
Yeah.
And here's another personal favorite. I wish there was an explanation. Pokemon prove evolutionism is false.
Evolutionism is false?
Yeah, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Prove that.
Poke or Pokey? Pokemon? Pokemon.
Well, there's no accent on here.
Pokemon.
So I don't
Pokemon.
Know. Yeah, Pokemon. Jim Pokemon. That can be the star of our detective books.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hello, I'm James Pokemon Faggot. I need to use the word because this is the one show where I have the license to use that word
it's
as much
true.
As I want.
It's true.
I said the N-word and the F-word.
You know, I didn't call someone a faggot ever, but I did say someone looked faggy once, and I said it in front of my dyke friend.
I feel like you said it to me.
That was awful.
About me, I mean.
That you look like a faggot?
That I looked faggy.
I probably did, yeah. When you were wearing your linen pants.
Fuck you. I looked good that day.
With your shaved toes.
I looked like
did we ever talk about that?
I don't think
so. Because that was awesome.
Yeah, we went to this fancy dinner thing.
At the zoo.
At the zoo.
They made dinner for us.
Now, I was going to wear a suit, but it was the middle of the summer, and I was like, it's too hot. I'll never make it. So instead, I wore white linen pants with flip-flops and a brown polo shirt and, like, aviator sunglasses. I looked like an evil prep school guy.
Talk more about your... shaving.
Yeah, in order to accommodate
extravaganza.
In order to accommodate the sandals, I had to shave my large toes because they have grotesque hairs growing from them.
Oh god, it was awesome.
I don't know why.
How has it grown back since then?
It's I'm sure it's back.
You don't even know.
No.
You haven't
well,
even you haven't
I
checked.
Care?
You haven't been curious at all.
No.
You haven't checked to see if it's gone grown back.
I don't
back
touch
like
my
horse.
Feet ever. No, what difference would it? It's toe hair.
We're going to check.
Oh, he's got nice toe hair versus check. My previous guy had shitty toe hair. It made all the difference in the world.
I'm going to check.
I check right now.
Oh,
here's
God.
Here's my foot.
Your foot. You have a fucking sock on. I'm not pulling your
take
sock off.
Take my sock
no,
off.
No, I'm not going to take your sock off.
Well, then you don't want to know any worse than I do.
God.
Here's sick. The thing. I don't touch the. Do you
I'm
wash your feet in the shower?
I do.
Yeah, you do. That's how you fall in the shower.
I don't fall
you
in
get
the shower.
Soaked up and then you. Had
I've
set
never
your foot
fallen.
Down.
I've never fallen yeah. in the shower.
Okay. This is a pretty good one. First place, middle school level.
Okay.
Life doesn't come from non-life.
This is getting older, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Patricia Lewis did an experiment to see if life can evolve from non-life.
Is that is that what the title was? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
She placed all the non-living ingredients of life, all of them, including a charcoal briquette, purified water, and a multivitamin, into a sealed glass jar. The jar was left undisturbed, being exposed only to sunlight for 3 weeks. Also, she prayed to God not to do anything miraculous during the course of the experiment so as to not disqualify the findings.
Oh, how smart.
Conclusion. No life evolved. Okay. Therefore, it shows life cannot come from non-life.
You're right, because definitely if evolution ever happened, that's what it was started with.
Yeah.
Fucking, ugh.
Here's some honorable mentions, and then we'll go
what
back to
what parents are these?
We'll go back to...
I mean,
to...
Jesus Christ. Like, are they... They're endorsing this. They're just like, yes, that's a good idea. You're creative. So even though it's not remotely going to make sense...
I know.
...or be true in any way, it's so creative.
I like how it's like...
Fucking God.
Here's what we'll put in a jar. Water, charcoal, and a vitamin.
A multivitamin.
That's everything.
Yeah.
Hope everything
it was
there
one
is.
A day. One a day.
Yeah, women's
Jesus
one a
Christ.
Day. It sounds like when... Did you ever make concoctions or potions, as we called them?
I ate those little candies and thought they were pills.
No.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Then what are you talking about?
A potion.
Kool-Aid? I made Kool-Aid.
No.
What are you talking about?
Listen, a potion is where you would just basically take a bunch of stuff in the kitchen and mix it all into one goop and then dare each other to drink it and no one would drink it. And then you dump it down the sink and your dad's furious.
I used to eat butter out of the tub.
No, that's a one ingredient.
That doesn't count.
That's not a potion. A potion has to have, you know, in the cartoons, a wizard will be making a potion. He's like, ooh, a dab of this, a little of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would do that, but
with,
it would
like,
be with
all the hot sauce and ketchup
yes,
and whatever.
Everything
else.
In that door on Milk. The fridge, everything in that crazy spice shelf Ew. That no one wanted.
I don't
and
think I
like,
ever did that.
Yeah, and we wasted a bunch of cooking wine one time.
One time, though, my stepbrother did put cat food in a burrito I was eating.
Yeah, see, that's not the same.
That's
not the... No.
I'm trying, okay? No, I never did it.
Yeah.
There.
One time I put a dead rat in the sewer. No! This isn't the same. Well, do it. Feed it to your dog. It's fun.
We'll do it after the show.
Okay, so here are the honorable mentions, because then I want to go back to my favorite project.
Okay.
Honorable mentions.
This is for
include,
middle school.
Yeah. Dinosaur and man walked together.
Mm.
And this is a good one. Rocks can't evolve. Where did they come from, Mr. Darwin?
Are you serious?
Boom.
Yeah.
Answers.
Take that.
Give me some answers, you bitch.
Idiots.
This is my favorite. And I'd like you to just let me read this, if I may.
Okay.
Second place. Yeah. Title. Women were designed for homemaking. Jonathan Good applied findings from many fields of science to support his conclusion that God designed women for homemaking. Physics shows, that women have a lower center of gravity than men, making them more suited to carrying groceries and laundry baskets. Biology shows that women were designed to carry unborn babies in their wombs and to feed born babies milk, making them the natural choice for child rearing. Social sciences show that the wages for women workers are lower than for normal workers, meaning that they are unable to work as well and thus earn equal pay. And exegetics shows that God created Eve as a companion for Adam, not as a co-worker. Science. Now, I'm shocked at only one second place. Women were designed to homemaking. I love to carrying groceries and laundry baskets. Good thing you have that low center of gravity. That helps you carry a basket of laundry across the room. Imagine this is your son. He's like, Mom, will you read over my big trifold board for this? Science fair. And right there, it's like, well, you see, women don't make as much money as men. Therefore, the only possible explanation for that is because they're not as good at work as men. That would be like saying to me, okay, a Mexican guy who is like an immigrant who works at the meatpacking plant is not as good of a worker as white Peter who does nothing. This man is clearly an inferior worker because he gets paid less. That doesn't make any sense. But other than that, I do find his conclusions to be sound. Women were designed for homemaking. What do you think, Hines? You've been quiet.
There are no words to explain my rage.
Can I make some perhaps statements to the contrary? Okay, so supposedly physics show that women have a lower center of gravity, which makes them more suited to carrying groceries and laundry baskets. However, I would say that as a man, generally... man, a little stronger than woman. Can you take the average man?
That's fair.
So wouldn't that be more suited? Right?
Why don't you call that cunt?
Okay.
Tell her that. Or him.
This was a boy, of course.
Fucking idiot.
Biology shows that women were designed to carry unborn babies.
God help his wife.
Well, that's pretty much true. Right. I mean, it's kind of a biological... I can't argue with him there. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd be a better homemaker than you. What do you say to that? You're better at cleaning than
totally
I am.
Totally agree.
You're better.
Yeah, but you're more proactive of a cooker.
I'm more nurturing, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You don't agree?
I will agree.
This really turned you off, huh?
That's just fucking so stupid. Oh, that's horrifying. What fucking parent does that kid have to tell him those things? It's not something that he just learned on his own.
Can you imagine his poor mom?
Jesus Christ.
Probably his dad was helping him with the science project.
Bitch, do my laundry.
And she comes in with a basket of laundry and is like, what are you working on? She looks at it and she starts tearing up and he's like, Betty, shut the fuck up. Get in the other room.
That's exactly right.
Your low center of gravity should make it easy for you to scuttle away and do the laundry elsewhere. Scuttle. You have all day to do the laundry while I'm hard at work making more money than you could ever make because I'm genetically suited to work for more money.
In my judge. Mm.
Yeah.
Fucking God. Whatever.
All right.
Just move on. I can't.
That's
there
all.
There are no words.
I've had enough creation
Me
science
too.
Fair.
Fuck that.
Do you know when summer Full officially ends?
Summer. When does it officially end?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I have 4 hot dogs left of 10.
Well, oh, yeah, because I was going to say your birthday, but that is a couple months away.
Yeah, it ends before that.
Let's
go
get a hot dog.
Okay, 4 hot dogs. So you had a game for us.
I do have a game, and that'll put me in a much better mood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Explain the game.
The game is similar to the games that Pete has done in the past where we'll just do like an example of the Roseanne game where what?
I was just thinking of the song in my mind.
God damn,
it made me
he
happy.
Got this huge smile on his face.
I wish I was doing that. Watching that show.
So it's similar to that game in that he had all these episodes that were real, but interjected into those real episodes was an episode he made up. And so I have something similar, only it's young adult books because they have gotten so insane that they're just hilarious. And so I've got 5 young adult book descriptions, one of which is made up.
Okay. And so here's what we decided the stakes would be.
Yes.
I have, sitting next to me, 5 VHS films. So here's how it's going to work. There are 5 total young adult books.
Mm.
I'm going to try and throw them out, the false ones out, one by one.
The false ones?
Yeah. Or the real ones.
Yeah, I was like, what?
So I'll try and say, this one's real, that one's real, and get all the way down to the fake one being last.
Yeah.
And, therefore, I've picked out 5 movies. So for each one I correctly identify as being real, you have to watch one of these films.
Okay.
So let's talk about these films.
Let's do.
First up, we've got The Good Son.
Which I've never seen.
Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood.
He
with
Elijah
a real good haircut.
Wood.
Look
Are you
at him
serious?
In there.
That guy from The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Look at his hair. Ooh. He looks like a mushroom.
It looks like the haircut my sister had when she was young.
Well, that must have been attractive and fun.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that looks good. I'm excited.
This is about an evil son. Evil has many faces.
Yeah. I kind of wish Ian were here just so that...
So he could talk about these a little more?
No, so he could lose.
Oh, yeah, he always loses.
Ian,
these games.
I'm so sorry, but it's so funny.
Next, we have Hard Target with Jean-Claude Van Damme sporting a mullet and a jean denim shirt.
Awesome. This Haven't seen that either.
Movie.
2 for 2.
Next, we've got the erotic sci-fi thriller Species.
What do you mean erotic?
Oh, it's erotic.
I haven't seen this at... Oh, my God.
Well, here's the thing.
Look at that lady in that bra.
She's an alien, and she has to come to Earth and fuck men and impregnate them with alien babies.
Impregnate the men?
Well, she gets impregnated. Excuse me. So she has to fuck in a hot tub.
I was like, where's Arnold Schwarzenegger when you need him?
Yeah, they're gonna,
impregnated.
So I think there's a hot tub bang in this movie for you.
Are you serious?
Oh, and who
Let's
is that guy?
That
who is that great guy? Michael Madsen.
I don't know who that is.
He's this actor, and you can go on. He has a website, and he explains why he did every movie he's done, because he's done
that's
a lot of
pretty,
shit movies.
That's
so they'll
great.
Have one where he's like, well, there was this car I really wanted to buy. Species
awesome.
2, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, then we've got The Rock.
I have seen that.
Oh, you have? Then I need to change it out.
Yeah. Thank God.
Don't worry, I've got Screamers.
I've seen that.
You have?
Okay, I haven't.
Yeah, nice try. Starring Peter Weller, a.k.a. RoboCop.
I haven't seen that either.
It was the sci-fi act. You've never seen RoboCop?
I've told you this 800 times, okay? I just got around to seeing Wayne's World.
I can't believe it,
so
I push it out of my mind. See RoboCop.
Maybe you should rent it. Maybe I'll watch it.
Maybe you should own it already.
Fuck it. Do you own RoboCop?
I don't need to. I know everything that happens.
Oh, okay. We'll go on.
Yeah.
Next movie.
Finally, The Cutting Edge.
I've seen that.
No, you haven't.
Damn it.
But you should have. May I read this to you?
Who's in it?
When True Love Breaks the Ice. D.B. Sweeney and Moira Kelly. D.B. Sweeney and Moira Kelly star in this entertaining love story set in the rink. Sweeney is a handsome, self-centered ex-ice hockey player whose professional career is cut short when he is injured. Okay? But I think it's his eye or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something bullshit, because it has to be like, how can he be injured so he can't play hockey but can still ice skate perfectly?
Right.
Kelly is a championship figure skater whose prima donna attitude has sent every prospective partner running. To each other, they represent a last resort for their prospective careers in the rink. He could be the partner she needs to win the Olympic gold medal. She could be his only chance of any kind of career in the rink.
Boom.
Can these two mismatched skaters find common ground?
Yes.
Or are they skating on thin ice?
That's awesome.
This also has a soundtrack by the guy who did The Running Man.
Ooh, and I have seen The Running Man.
This will keep you on the edge of your seat as the action and romance explode on the screen.
Nice.
Toe pick.
I really like that thin ice part. Yeah. That's pretty great.
This is like the only romantic comedy that I've seen more than once.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. All right.
Awesome. Okay, and then is it for every one you get wrong, or if it's just if you get any wrong, you have to buy me an ice cream?
I guess if I lose.
If you lose.
If I don't get them all right, I have to buy you an ice cream.
This weekend, Saturday night.
Okay.
And this weekend, Saturday night, I lean back in my chair and make a demand.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm in charge.
Fuck you.
Of the situation.
Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready. So I guess read all five.
I will read. They're kind of long, though, so I'm hoping you can remember.
How long
them.
Are they? Can I? Oh, I can't see them.
No.
That's okay. Read all five, and okay. I'll make a quick note for each one so
okay.
I can remember.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm hoping you don't know any of these, because I'll be totally fucked if you do.
I'm ready.
Just pretend you don't. Okay. So awesome. This pair
beautiful creatures.
Shut up.
Okay, go ahead. This pair of what?
This paranormal murder mystery will have teens reading on the edge of their seats. Clarity Claire Fern sees things no one else can see. Things like stolen kisses and long buried secrets. All she has to do is touch a certain object and the visions come to her. It's a gift and a curse. When a teenage girl is found murdered, Claire's ex-boyfriend wants her to help solve the case. Okay. But Claire is still furious at the cheating jerk. Then Claire's brother, who has supernatural gifts of his own, becomes the prime suspect, and Claire can no longer look away. Teaming up with the smoldering son of the new detective, Claire must venture into the depths of fear, revenge, and lust in order to track the killer. But will her sight fail her just when she needs it most?
This sounds like one of our books we made up.
Right?
That could be anal penetration easily.
Okay, so that's that one.
Okay. So I just wrote down paranormal mystery, Clarity Claire, and Brother with Gifts.
Yeah.
That's what I did to remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
These books are just so
so one of
funny.
These, so four of these are you just pulled off of Amazon or something like that.
Yeah.
And then one you completely made up.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Two.
Sorry, these are just like so funny.
Quit rubbing your head.
I know. Soon to be the next best-selling coming-of-age series, this is a story of heartbreak, revenge, and above all, learning to fit into a world that is entirely against you. How do you tell your family and pack that you despite the destiny you're meant to have? Jacqueline, meant to be the next leader of the Silver Shadow Wolf Pack when her father steps down on the next full moon, is anything but sure about her future. She's secretly been escaping her family and friends, only to mingle in with the mundanes around the city. While at a local concert for the uprising band Fangers, things got heated with the lead singer, Troy. But how could things work with Troy when she's prearranged to be with her pack's lead fighter, Gabriel? Jacqueline is torn between her destiny and her desires, and will make a choice that not only changes her life, but the lives of werewolves forever.
Ooh, okay. Right. So I'm going to just put werewolves.
Okay.
And that was Jacqueline, and there's some kind of a band named Fangers. Fangbangers.
Yep.
Okay.
Fangers. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
In the half-magical world of Eathsbury, Azalea is the oldest of 12 daughters, an heir to her father's throne. When the sister's mother dies after a long illness, the siblings find a hidden passageway to an enchanted pavilion under the castle,
God.
Where they can dance all night, secretly breaking the rule of the morning. The mysterious and alluring keeper makes this possible, but he also seems to have less than honorable plans for the girls, especially Azalea. The tale's atmosphere becomes increasingly dark and brooding as the truth from ages past comes out, and Azalea realizes just what evil they are pitted against.
Okay.
Pretty great,
right? I'm
going to
put Enchanted Pavilion.
Okay.
Okay. I'm upset that any of these are real so far.
I know. Ready?
Ooh, I read this great book about an enchanted pavilion. It's really awesome.
Okay, we got
a haunted gazebo.
We got two more.
Okay.
Clara Gardner is a quarter angel. She lives with her mom and brother in California until she starts to receive visions of her divine purpose involving a handsome young man,
yeah.
A forest fire, and sadness. The teen and her mom slowly piece together her visions and realize that the fire is near Jackson, Wyoming. Clara's family packs up and moves there so that she can fulfill her destiny. She meets the boy from her vision, Christian, but he already has a girlfriend and a popular set of friends. She tries to get closer to him, but is distracted by friends, trying to learn to fly, and a cute but annoying cowboy. Despite her brief visions,
God.
Clara doesn't know much about her angelic nature. She meets Angela, who is also an angel, and guesses that Clara is too. Clara learns that fallen angels have dark wings and will try to take her powers. The day of her purpose comes, and she must make an impossible choice.
Okay. I'm going to put Teen and Mom Visions, Wyoming.
There we go. All right, last one.
This is tough.
Princess and heir to the throne of Thorvaldor. Nalia's led a privileged life at court, but everything changes when it's revealed, just after her 16th birthday, that she is a false princess, a stand-in for the real Nalia, who has been hidden away for her protection. Cast out with little more than the clothes on her back, the girl now called Cinda must leave behind the city of Vivascary. Her best friend, Kiernan, and the only life she's ever known. Cinda is sent to live with her only surviving relative, an aunt who is a dyer in a distant village. She is a cold, scornful woman. With
a dyer?
Yeah, it's
like dying shit?
D-Y-E-R.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm dying! That's kind of what my grandma does.
She is a cold, scornful woman with little patience for her newfound niece, yeah. And Cinda proves inept at even the smallest, simplest tasks. But when Cinda discovers that magic runs through her veins, long suppressed, dangerous magic that she must learn to control, she realizes that she can never learn to be a simple village girl.
All right. Well, I weep
pretty
for the
great,
youth.
Pretty great, right?
Yeah, this is going to be hard. Because they all sound pretty real to me.
Mm.
Okay.
So you're going to guess which one is real.
Let me put a movie
real.
On the table.
Okay.
Start with
proactive
the cutting edge
there,
here.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped about that one.
I want to start with number 5.
Which one's that?
The one I just read? The one you just read, the Cinderella knockoff.
That is real?
Is being real because it used the phrase at court, which I don't think is something that's like your... That doesn't sound like you.
You are correct.
Okay. Enjoy The Cutting Edge, starring D.B. Sweeney. All right, so I have 4 left. I have Paranormal Mystery.
Right.
I have Fangers Werewolves.
Right.
I have Heir to the Throne in the Enchanted Pavilion.
Right.
And I have The Teen and the Mom with Visions in Wyoming.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to go with Enchanted Pavilion as also being real.
Okay.
I don't feel like Enchanted Pavilion is like your... I don't know. That's so fucking strange. And there's a pavilion in the basement. It just doesn't work for me.
You are right.
Okay. So enjoy.
Well, you didn't put a movie on the table.
That's okay. Enjoy Species.
God damn it.
You've got two movies now to watch.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have Paranormal Mystery,
mm-hmm.
Werewolf Story,
mm-hmm.
and Teen and Mom Visions in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, I'm going to also say that the Paranormal Mystery is real because Clarity Claire had me thinking maybe you made it up. But then throwing in this whole thing of her brother and all this was an awful lot to add. Oh, let me put a movie up. Do the good son. So I'm throwing out the Paranormal Mystery.
You are right.
Oh boy. Enjoy the good son.
I know, I'm getting so fucked.
You got three movies to watch. So if I get this right,
I have to watch all five.
You have to watch all five and no ice cream.
God damn it.
So I have a choice.
Mm.
This is part of a werewolf series. Now I know that you have a feeling about series.
Don't even get me started.
And then we also have The Teen and the Mom with the Visions in Wyoming, which was the most bizarre sounding one, which is why it stood out. So I am going to say that I think Teen and Mom Visions in Wyoming is real.
Damn it.
So the...
Fuck! I really did a good job! Damn it!
Here is Hard Target and Screamers.
I had a good run, right?
You like, had a good, look, I put a star next to Wyoming because at first I thought that was real.
You know, it was hard because I was reading some of these descriptions and they, like, none of them sounded like me. I went through, I must have gone through 25 of them and none of them
it's hard.
Sounded like me.
That's why you have to, you know, Roseanne game. You
it's going to be better the next like round. Them. It's going to be harder.
It was good.
Because I'm not, I only spent like maybe 3 minutes typing this up. I didn't really try.
It was a good game. I really thought Teen Mom in Wyoming was the one you made up at first.
That makes me feel better.
I have a star by it. I wrote a little star because I was like, that's the one.
I thought I did good with the shitty werewolf story.
You did.
Typing it up in like 5 minutes.
Well, you know what made it realistic seeming was that it was so... No, it was complicated because there's like other characters in there. I think the thing that tipped me off was the series.
Right.
Because I know how you feel about that.
I
know.
Fucking hate series. I hate it.
All right. Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have a bell. I can't reach that bell. It's too far. I was going to give myself a celebratory.
You ding, can't
ding,
get
ding,
up.
Ding, ding,
I think
ding,
you
ding,
should
ding,
just
ding.
I think you want it. You should get up and get it.
All right.
I think you really want it. You should go for it. Blah, 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 blah.
All right. We'll do a commercial break. I'll cut in a commercial.
Okay.
Stay with me. I'm on you like glue.
All right. Hi, guys. Can I skate with you?
Nah, you're just a girl.
Power glide.
Aren't you jumping to conclusions? Let her try. You might be surprised.
Okay, but...
Thanks!
Wow, look at that!
All right!
Remember, don't judge people till you give them a chance.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
The Transformers!
And we're back, and I won the game.
Your face was terrifying when
I
you were ringing
the microphone
that. Your
by
mouth
accident.
Was gigantic.
Hey.
Good for you.
Well.
Next round will be better.
Do you have a whole nother round already?
No, I will,
oh,
though.
Okay.
I mean, they're pretty easy to put together.
Do another one.
I like this new game.
Next time you come, I'll have a game for you.
Deal.
Shit or Sight. We'll play it again. See if you've been keeping up with the sight.
Okay.
I have a real good one, too.
Okay.
That's a real one. Well, how you feeling? Did we take care of business?
I think we did for tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did a good job.
Coming off your buzz here.
Yeah.
Is there another good song on here? Should I just play the same one again?
Yeah, just play the same one. It's pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
I do kind of like this song. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
If you have time, I mean, if you don't, fuck it. But if you have time, visit us online.
At helpfulsnowman.com.
Are you sure? You didn't sound sure.
I'm sure. I was trying to do like dramatic effect there. It didn't really work.
Oh, at helpfulsnowman.com.
Yeah.
you could do Twitter, but I don't really do that.
Yeah.
I sent one tweet like in the past 3 months, and it was that I was watching the show Justified, which has all these Kentucky hillbillies.
Yeah, awesome.
I saw two shirts that I own.
Are you fucking serious? You have to show me which one.
Pretty good.
That's great.
One was being worn by Timothy Oliphant, so that was fine. But one was by this like meth cooking hillbilly.
What
was like,
the shirt?
It's like a green sort of waffle shirt with buttons.
Awesome.
Like, you know which one?
That is so great.
There's this big, fat, red-bearded redneck was wearing it. And I was like, oh, God.
Awesome.
And he was living in the woods, literally in a tent. So probably skip the Twitter. Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman. I don't know. Send me money.
Yeah.
Why not?
Send me money.
Yeah. Now, send me money. I'll make sure it gets
sent.
Send
me a VCR so I can watch these shitty movies.
Oh, I'll let you borrow one.
God damn.
Don't worry. I'll even send you home with some popcorn.
Great.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Cheers, everyone. Drink some booze.